Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Rausch, and I'll be reading this week's column for Jim. The title of the column is Transportation Entities Must Watch Their Public Relations, and this is what Jim has to say about that. Whether truck, rail, air, or jitney, transportation companies often have a public relations problem. True story. I was working on an expert witness case with a law firm here in Atlanta a few years ago. It was completely unrelated to the story I'm about to provide. I was there one day for depositions, and those of us on our case were warned that people involved with another case would be in the offices that day, and they expected some potential problems. What was that case of which they spoke? Several nursing students in one or two cars, I don't remember exactly, had been killed in an accident with a semi-truck several months before. This particular day was the day for the families to vent their agony on the trucking company. Law firms representing both sides were apparently present, as well as the trucking company owner from another state. The mothers came in and were in the hallway. Each one was wearing a specially designed brooch with the picture of her daughter in it. Apparently, they all had their opportunity to chew on the trucking company owner. I don't know the trucking company. I don't know anything about their safety record. All I know is some promising young lives were lost, and the trucking company was getting the brunt of the family's wrath, probably rightly so. Insurance companies no doubt paid big claims, but the lives were never to be returned. Over 40 years ago, I ran a little consulting firm in the Midwest for a few years. Several of our clients were railroads for whom we investigated accidents. Often this was the same sort of scenario, although our role kept us from witnessing the grief-stricken confrontations. The point, however, is this. The public relations issues with transportation often boil down to physics problems. Visibility and sound are two of the most obvious problems. A big one, however, is the disparate weight and speed. That is, force equals mass times acceleration of trucks and trains versus anything that might be in their way. You can do safety training all week, but if a set of conditions pops up for which you did not train or in which there is an operator error, big things will always win, quote unquote, over littler things. Hence, public relations is paramount, as well as good liability insurance policies. You must have an active public relations program if you hope to survive a horrific accident. Look at the hapless Boeing 737 MAX. Boeing no doubt has plenty of insurance, and so do the airlines. But nearly 500 lives have been lost in two accidents, apparently due to poor management. There is not enough insurance in the world, not deep enough pockets to overcome this problem anytime soon. Do you think I will ever fly on a Boeing 737 MAX? Highly unlikely. Could better PR have helped my attitude toward this? Highly likely. For safety this week, we already have our subject above. Large moving objects on your site, on the highway, in the air, or in the water are dangerous. Training is paramount. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.